It's Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The globalists are now claiming that Biden's bubbling is fake. That's right. You heard me right.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, look right here. Okay, so you did not see Biden wandering around dignitaries falling asleep, drinking drug cocktails, and frisking serving girls? What you actually saw were cheap fakes. It's like a deep fake, but it's just the real video that we don't want people to see. Oh, and I am a black lesbian.
And guess what? It's growing. The economy's growing. People are doing better. We have the highest unemployment, the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We have more people. We've had over 50 million people, brand new, hired into the workforce. You know, my son says, we all have various short-term descriptions for your jobs, for what you accomplish. And he should say, Joe Jobs.
Biden has no idea what planet he's on, and the White House is now saying these videos are fake.
Distinguished guests, please welcome the Honorable Lloyd J. Austin.
All the videos you just saw are real, except the first one of the press secretary. That was a joke. And everybody can tell it's a joke. A meme from Men in Black. But all the others are real. The White House is saying, no, they're all fake. 139 days, 12 hours, 57 minutes, 22 seconds. The most important election in world history. Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday worldwide transmission. All right, I have really asked a lot for one of the most prolific, intelligent, focused individuals exposing the COVID tyranny to join us. He's down here on emergency mission to the State House and said he'll either come on today or tomorrow morning before he leaves. Dr. David Martin, look for him probably on the show today. If not, we'll tape this afternoon. It'll be on tomorrow. We have Harry Fisher, who's a very well-spoken EMT, who's been speaking out about what he's witnessed with the COVID shots as an EMT. We have all the statistics and numbers here as well that back up what he's anecdotally seeing. But I thought we'd also open the phones up for other nurses and EMTs to call in and talk about what they've seen. We've done it before, and the lines just get flooded with the witnesses that have seen the terror, seen the hell. But we know there's now 35 million dead. Those are the new numbers in the last three-plus years of the shots. And we have prestigious medical journals coming out and confirming it's causing brain damage in young and old, infertility, you name it. It begins. Kansas sues Pfizer State, alleges company knew of serious adverse events, yet marketed COVID-19 vaccines as safe. Yeah, they have vaccine damage protection under the 86 Act, but not for criminal negligence or a conspiracy. So this is going into criminal territory, and this is a big deal. Doctors shocked. COVID vaccines make people retarded. Major studies show. We've got more on those studies. Majority of studies on the topic indicate COVID injections do cause menstrual problems. It just goes on and on. That's all coming up today. Huge election news. Biden pushing for total amnesty. This is just the beginning, just like with the student loans. It's all coming up today. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Follow me on X at RealAlexJones, where you find everything we're doing, and at InfoWars.com/show. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. When I grow up, I want to destroy the New World Order.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Woo!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, we have one hell of a transmission lined up for you today, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Tuesday, June 18, 2024 transmission. With 139 days left for the most important election in world history. People are awake, people are fired up, and as we warned, Biden's going to try to have amnesty for the illegal aliens openly so they can vote. Another conspiracy theory comes true, but it was never a theory, it was a fact. It's the globalist plan of reverse colonization. But first, due to popular demand, some of the amazing events from TP USA Action with Trump, myself, J.D. Vance, Jack Posobiec, and more in Detroit as we battle to take back America. The globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Take your children? The answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. They declared war on us. They're attacking us. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying, we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide, political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer. And as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
Happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
And follow us on X at Real Alex Jones. Worldwide, and I'm so honored that the founder of ministry told me on air that he was listening to our broadcast when he wrote and then performed this song. That's the effect of InfoWars down through the last 30 years, planting the seeds, knowing when the storm of tyranny came, it would actually be water and sunlight to generate the great resistance now rising, now growing. Don't listen to anything they say.
Not by Al-Qaeda, not by Bin Laden, but by a group of tyrants. That should be of great concern to all Americans.
They could take me out today, It'll only make us stronger. But we still, in God's plan, have work to do. Woo! Speaking of lies. Woo! Gotta put some more ministry on my playlist. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday transmission. Get ready. There's a lot to cover. All right. Yeah, don't listen to their lies. Listen to the pain they're causing. Listen to the facts. They have now entered complete 1984 cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs level. The White House clown, the press secretary, has emerged from her rat hole to arrogantly spoon-feed us poisonous pap that all of the videos of Biden crapping himself and stumbling around not knowing what planet he's on are deep fakes. They're artificial. And as examples of this, they use then comedy pieces from InfoWars and the B and the rest of it to claim that obvious joke videos we're trying to push off as real. No, we're having fun. The videos we put out and others put out that are jokes are 100% on their face transparent, and a five-year-old would know they're a joke. But whether you're in the EU or whether you're in Australia or Canada, we just played 2 weeks ago the Australian Prime Minister's statement, president, that they're going to ban memes. Well, hey, we don't even need the memes. You guys are the memes. I mean, just putting clips of Biden up there raw, unedited, is just a total clown show. In fact, we haven't done this. We've done it, but time moves on, so we're not up to date. Hey, Darren McBreen, I know you're listening. You do a great job. Don't overdo it like you always do, because I want it today. I'm gonna hold you to 5 minutes, which I know is going to be hard. Just show the latest gaffes in the last month. That's about an hour of stuff. Just give me the greatest hits. 5 minutes of Joe Biden acting like a complete ass. All of it, you know, real clips, raw. But it's just amazing that you can watch him on a live feed on C-SPAN or ABC News, and he is just an absolute freak show. And then they tell you that don't believe your eyeballs. Joe Biden got more votes than Trump and Obama. And Obama was popular. He was horrible. He won. He didn't have to steal anything. Joe Biden stole that election. Everybody knows it. It'd be like if I tried to play basketball with Michael Jordan in his prime. Hey, I'm horrible at basketball, so a high school basketball player would beat me. But, I mean, it's like saying Alex Jones beat Michael Jordan at his peak at the Bulls. You're just like, that's bull crap. It's just not true. Or Alex Jones beat Tiger Woods at his prime at golf. I'm not terrible at golf. I played it some when I was young, but I was not good because I didn't play enough of it. So I'm really good at putting and chipping. I'm actually excellent, but horrible at driving. But the issue is that these people are crazy. They're absolutely out of their minds believing that we're going to continue to believe their crap when the people that even go along with them don't believe the crap. They just feel like they're part of the Democratic Party. They're getting some goodies. They think they're going to get free tuition or something. Or they're illegal aliens that want more welfare. It's in the news that Democrats are organizing the illegals, telling them, we'll give you amnesty on a person-by-person basis that Biden just proposed, but you've got to go vote. And now all over the blue cities, they say, oh, yeah, illegals are going to vote. They pass laws saying, well, only in local elections, but the local elections are generally in the national elections. Almost every election, unless it's a special election. So Biden walks and acts more decrepit and senile than my dad's dad, who had brain cancer, bone cancer, lung cancer, and went through massive chemotherapy and weighed like 90 pounds when he died. He was a big man. And, you know, I saw him, you know, days before he died. I saw him the day he died. I was there when he died. But I remember him walking, finally getting in his bed a few days before and never getting out of it. And he was walking better than Joe Biden. My grandfather, Jerry Jones. Eaten up by cancer. Looked better. He looked better when he died in front of me than Joe Biden looks. Joe Biden looks like a corpse. He can't even pick up an aluminum chair. Every time he rides a bicycle, he falls down. And again, we all know that. But imagine the nerve to tell you that it's fake. He's completely out of his mind. And make sure, McBreen, I don't want to just show the physical blunders. I want the weird munchkin talk he does. I want a little bit of that in there, too. The problem is there's so much. Somebody ought to create the masterpiece, like 7 hours of it. Seriously, if you put them all together that I've seen, it's like 7 hours of just bumbling, blurbling, having no idea where he's at. If they get him asleep for days and come on a bunch of speed, and he practices his speech 15 times, they say, he can read off a teleprompter. And that's about it. And I don't want to digress on this. We've got a lot of news to cover today, but this is a big deal that they would try this. So here are the incredible headlines. White House now claims deepfakes to blame for recent Biden gaffes. And people asked yesterday, why did I spend 20 minutes on Chuck Schumer putting cheese on a raw hamburger patty and trying to serve it? Because they're out of their minds, people. They're not like normal people. And I've just got clip after clip today of this. It's amazing. And I've got the big amnesty plan and all the other news. We're going to hit it all. I'm going to move quick here in a moment. But I just have to keep hammering this because these are the same people that tell you two men can have a baby. These are the same people that promised they'd never legalize illegal aliens when they're promising illegal aliens they're going to legalize them. So here is the press secretary. Said countless videos of Biden lost and confused are deep fakes. Anybody can watch him at any live event. He does it in front of everybody. And I know I keep saying that. The level of lying has reached. It'd be like if I was a press secretary and I walk out on the stage and I go, I'm not wearing a black shirt. Everybody goes, yeah, you're wearing a black shirt. It's a black, flat black shirt, dress shirt, collared. You got a green watch. You got a beard, salt and pepper. I'm like, nope, I've got black eyes. You know you got blue eyes. I can see them. Nope, they're black. And I've got green hair. No, you've got brown hair. So, I mean, if I got up here on the show and, like, did a show, or I'm like, hello, everyone, I'm Alex Jones, and I'm wearing a white shirt right now, you'd be like, this guy's weird. Like, well, what is this? Like, why does he keep doing that? But they just want to train you, it's behavioral psychologists, to accept total cuckoo land. To break your will. But it's not working. Instead, we're all just laughing at you criminals. But then they laugh and say, we'll just start World War III. How about you laugh at that? So here she is saying that none of this is real. Here it is.
It tells you everything that we need to know about how desperate Republicans are here. Instead of talking about the president's performance in office, and what I mean by that is his legislative wins, what he's been able to do for the American people across the country, we're seeing these deep fakes, these manipulated videos. And it is, again, done in bad faith.
Yeah, we're desperate. Trump only won by 6-7 points 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. They were able to steal it. He's 20 points ahead in the most states. 10 to 15 in battlegrounds. They don't have enough dead people, enough illegals to beat that. They're not going to be able to. So what are they going to do? Maybe a cyber outage the day of the election? I don't know. I mean, they're so desperate. But again, everything they say is an inversion. We're desperate. I mean, I guess we're desperate to stop World War III and desperate to get you criminals off our backs. I guess it is, you know, a famous samurai said, guys, pull up the samurai quote. The samurai must be desperate and put it on screen. It just say samurai quote. The samurai must be desperate. I forget the exact. I mean, you know what? I guess you're right. We are desperate to have you stop trying to chop our children's genitals off. We are desperate to stop hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths a year. I mean, it's true. But you're desperately trying to hang on to power and control. So let me show her what a real deepfake is, a joke deepfake. And these are the type of videos they put community notes on X, and outright ban on places like Facebook. Yeah, that's a good quote. Give me the full quote. The quote, "To make great art, one must first become insane and desperate," is from the Book of the Samurai. Yeah, that's not the actual quote. It's like a samurai who's desperate can kill 15 men. That's true. You got to get into the battle frenzy, berserker. Everybody has a governor, and if you're in a physical fight for your life, you got to just tell your body kill and just completely desperate and just go crazy. But it doesn't matter. We'll say desperateness is the way of a samurai. Look that up. But here is a deep fake, but it's obvious she's not holding up a brain scanner that wipes your memory. It's obvious this is a joke, but like all good art or all good comedy, it's based completely in truth. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, look right here. Okay, so you did not see himself sniffing dignitaries, falling asleep, drinking drug cocktails, and frisking serving girls? What you actually saw were cheap fakes. It's like a deep fake, but it's just the real video that we don't want people to see. Oh, and I am a black lesbian.
Oh, man. And that is fake, folks. And you know it's fake. And it's meant to be obviously fake. She doesn't really have one of those things from Men in Black that erases your memory. But see, she doesn't need to erase the memory of the press corps. Most of them are there, and they completely and totally follow orders, or they're not gone to. Though there are a few reporters, like the one at Fox, and we've got a clip of that I want to play here in a moment, where they say, actually the Justice Department at a press conference, how can you charge somebody with something 7 years old in a political campaign when they're the front runner? And the Justice Department says, I can't answer that question. The spokesperson, here it is.
The president talks about threats to democracy. And this is the first time I've had a chance to ask a question since former President Trump was convicted. How is it not a threat to democracy when you have a prosecutor from the same party as the president waiting 7 years to prosecute the political opponent in an election year? How is it not a threat to democracy when you have a prosecutor of the same political party as the president waiting 7 years, the crime happened in 2017, to prosecute in an election year a former president who's now...
That's a question for the Department of Justice on their timeline and how this moves. I can't answer that for you here. Go ahead, Phil.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Lord Khashoggi said it. We'll have the quote when we come back. The way of the samurai is in desperateness. Stay with me. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us? You get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
So he's talking about making things more difficult. You know, if you want to get into college, if you want to do anything, right, you just get vaxxed and you can do whatever you want. Now, let's apply that to the economy and what we've talked about numerous times about central bank digital currency. If you want Social Security, well, you better have their digital system with the FedNow app or whatever, right? It's like, how many people are going to say, I don't know about this. Maybe it's the mark of the beast. Maybe it is intrusion on my bank account. Maybe it's this.
But I need my paycheck.
But I need my paycheck. Right, you make it really, really difficult to say no, and you're going to have a lot of the population that complies. Just like with pandemics, just like with the economy, just like with the banks. And so this is the world that we're entering into. But if you're an investor, your goal should be to buy low, sell high, maximize your profits, and that's what we do. And we'll hold your hand through the economy. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, do whatever needs to be done. So you don't have to watch those like a hawk. And so, because we do. And now you can do that with an IRA. You can do that with a non-IRA. You can do that with your cash accounts, brokerage accounts. You can take delivery of it at home, or you can have it stored. So many options. And we can't use a cookie cutter approach, Alex, because everybody's different. Everybody has a different need. Is it growth or is it income? Are you close to retirement? Are you young? And that's why we spend so much time educating our clients.
And it's simple. What Boom. Makes they call. Sense. They get a consultation, they talk to you, and you guys want a long-term relationship, and then boom, you deliver it to them or to a depository, a repository where they want to have this stored. It's so simple. You're the place to go. Everybody should give you guys a call or send an email right now at kepm.com/goal with your name and number, your info, when you want to talk to them, what the best times are. kepm.com/goal. Send them the email. But even better than that, call, leave your number, give them your number, make the connection. Don't wait. I mean, it's such a simple move to make. And I only promote what I really feel good about. kepm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It was another world, another time.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time.
Megatron, prepare to die.
This land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, Megatron. I am Unicron. I have summoned you here for a purpose.
Nobody summons Megatron.
Then it pleases me to be the first. I was about 6 months ago, I meant to do a little video on this. Just felt like I wanted to research Orson Welles a little bit because I just watched Citizen Kane again. He was so amazing. And I wondered, what was the last thing Orson Welles did? And the last thing he did, and he went home and had a heart attack and died, was the Transformers movie in the early 1980s that I'd never even seen. And so I went and watched it. It was pretty good. Watched it with my young daughter. And Leonard Nimoy did the voice of Galvatron and Megatron. Didn't even ever even know that. And Orson Welles did the voice of Unicron. And I'm going to get around to do this before they shut down InfoWars. We may still stay on the air. Who knows? But I want to do a piece where I've been destroyed by the New World Order. And I'm floating through space like Megatron. And along comes Unicron and rebuilds me. And that's Elon Musk. But I haven't gotten around to it yet. But I didn't do a very good job doing it right there. But I practiced it for like a day. I can nail Orson Welles, which I'm proud of. And I can nail Leonard Nimoy as well. Doing the voice of Galvatron. Isn't that funner just to talk about stuff like that here on air? I think that's a lot more entertaining, isn't it? Let's just have some fun, see if I can nail the voice of Baron Harkonnen from the new Dune, which I can. That's the fun stuff. You know, not bragging, it's an interesting factoid. Did you know I was getting paid millions of dollars a year until Obama got into office? Working for Hollywood, doing voiceovers for movies and TV shows. And television commercials. They put me in the Screen Actors Guild, never asked for it, still get checks in the mail sometimes when they do it. It's just, you know, I could have gone that direction, but this is so much better for humanity and so much more exciting. And this is what I like doing. And I don't know why I just went off on that tangent, but that's what I do. Okay, I want to get serious now and plow through the news ahead of a bunch of guests joining us. Because I particularly prepared for this broadcast, and then when I prepare for hours and hours and hours last night and this morning, I just get in here, and it's like, wow, this is all so huge. What do we hit next? But since I mentioned that quote about desperateness, Lord Nishogi said, a famous shogun, the way of the samurai is in desperateness. 10 men or more cannot kill such a man. Common sense will not accomplish great things. Simply become insane and desperate in the way of the samurai. If one uses discrimination, he will fall behind. One needs neither loyalty nor devotion, but simply to become desperate in the way. Loyalty and devotion are of themselves within desperation. God, that's so deep, isn't it? Once you desperately fight something, you know you're in the truth. Once you totally commit, you're where you're supposed to be. It doesn't come out of shallowness, it comes out of depth. And then comes the purity. That's why when Trump famously said, the deepest thing I ever learned to do was to be shallow. That's what the samurai shogun is saying. You already know the truth inside. You've already experienced it. You already have the knowledge. You already know what must be done. And then you don't question once you execute. Desperateness. We should be desperate. I was about to say they invert the truth constantly, but the press secretary inadvertently told the truth. She said, we're desperate. Yeah, we are desperate to get you off our ass. We're desperate to have you stop hurting our children. We're desperate to stop World War III. You're damn right I'm desperate. And a desperate man, you should be a little concerned about, and you are. I'm not desperate to sell out. I'm not desperate to join your team. I'm desperate to defeat you. And we got a lot done being desperate, haven't we? Let me read it one more time. Lord Nishogi said, the way of the samurai is in desperateness. 10 men or more cannot kill such a man. Common sense will not accomplish great things. Simply become insane and desperate in the way of the samurai. If one uses discrimination, he will fall behind. One needs neither loyalty nor devotion, but simply to become desperate in the way. Loyalty and devotion are of themselves within the desperation. Bingo, baby! Bingo! We have a winner! And they sense desperation that has another name, total commitment. We think of desperation in the modern vernacular as someone giving up, running through the woods away from a criminal, chasing him with a butcher knife. I got to try the 13th. No, desperation is when somebody's trying to kill your family with a butcher knife and you gut up and turn on the juice, and you jump on top of them and you slam their head in the ground and you ram their head in the ground till their head breaks open, and then you do it a few more times just to make sure you got the job done. That is the way of the warrior. Destroy the enemy. We've already thought about why we're at war. We already know who we're at war against. So now turn it loose in the information war and the financial war and the spiritual war. And stop bowing and caring what these people think. That's why I meant to get to the show today. I'm going to say this now. I'm going to move on to the news. And I meant to get to it in my speech. But the crowd was cheering so loud, I couldn't even hardly talk during it. That what do you think it means that the Republican Party's tip of the spear, Turning Point USA, asked Alex Jones to be there? I mean, they already know. They said I was coming. They'd had twice the number. They already know I'm super popular. But to invite me there means they understand being the rebel is powerful. They understand people want to take the gloves off. People don't want to cower, and it means they don't care what the New York Times and the Washington Post say. I remember when Rand Paul, 8, 9 years ago, whenever it was, got into the U.S. Senate, and we'd had him on and pushed him and, you know, had a lot of the credit for him winning, the listeners. And Politico called me up. Back then, I still talked to the news sometimes. Maybe it was 10 years ago. Time flies. And they said, how could the Democrats have defeated him? And I said, it's simple, but you're too arrogant to understand it. All you had to do was endorse him and he would have lost because you're so hated. And they got caught dressing up their own campaign people in KKK outfits and stuff. I remember looking at them going, those are Democrat operatives. Need to do a face print. People use face print. Google. It's good enough face scan. They found the Democrat Party operatives dressed up in little KKK outfits. Now they're saying they supported Rand Paul. But now the globalists are starting to get that. Like, but more importantly, the Republicans have decided, oh, wait, Trump got more popular with a mugshot. Trump got more popular when he was indicted and then fakely, falsely convicted. Fakely, a new word. Because fakely is a real word. So, yes, yes, exactly. Stop cowering to CNN. Stop letting them tell you who to talk to and what to do and what's important. And no, the people are desperate. The people are pissed. They don't want milk toast. They don't want pap. They don't want sugar coating. They don't want sugar tits. They want the real thing. And so stop telling people what you think they want to hear and just tell them the truth. That's why when the Democrats sued me and came after me and did all this and in their discovery, they're like, tell us who funds you and tell us who tells you what to say, because they all get funding. They all get told what to say. And we're like, I decide what to say. Me. I'm in charge. We know that's not true. And the judge just said, we're defaulting you. We know you're under somebody's control. We know you're under somebody's command. Yep. It's called God. And it's my listeners. I don't do what my listeners tell me, but most of the time I agree with them and they give me better intel. And so I do go off the listeners. I take calls all the time and callers make points that I was like, that's incredible. Wow. That's like, you know, we all do this together. So it's a college of understanding. Turn my phone ringer off here. So, yeah, they got caught again. Lincoln Project members pose as white supremacist Virginia's GOP event. They just arrested a Democrat running for office here in Texas doing fake attacks on himself. I mean, it's just, it turned out like 80% of these attacks on Jewish centers and black people were done by the left. And sometimes it's not the person doing it themselves. The left goes and does it. That's how we got Candace Owens. Candace Owens was a liberal. Norm Pattis, my lawyer, represented her in Connecticut when she really did get discriminated against in school. They want a big settlement. That's all private. And I was one of the first people to interview her. Paul was the first. I was the second. And what woke her up is she was doing a social media group for women in business and feminist. And she kept getting these emails, white supremacists threatening her and all this. So this feminist group behind it who was doing it could then come to aid her and suck her in and control her. They do the same thing at college. The young people get there. They're scared. They go, hey, there's a KKK rally today. Come in here with us. And they bring them in and brainwash them and, you know, get them into the cult. And then the professors all act like the students are radical and they don't know what's going on. And they give them all this power because they're leftist. It's the foundation funding all this doing. And it's all a mind manipulation. So Candace Owens found out that because one of them was dumb enough, they kept sending her these threats. If I remember right, she told me the story like 10 years ago. They left one of their emails on it in the metadata. And she was smart enough to scan the metadata. And she called them up and she said, hey, why are you doing this to me? And she goes, well, they said, well, who told you? How do you know? She goes, oh, I got your ass. So that's how they do this, folks, and that's how they operate. Almost all these KKK groups are run by the feds. That's come out in the news, mainstream news. Almost all the white supremacist groups run by the feds. And they do that to have opposition they can control, because the last thing they want is a big tent. People see through it now, folks. You've been hearing for months they're going to release a tape of Trump saying the N-word. They did that 8 years ago. Not true. Doesn't exist. So that's how they operate, is lies and deception. And I know you know that, but until you've been a public figure under attack by them, I don't think you realize the total level of lies. So let's shift gears into all the news now. And I'll continue with news in the next hour. And we got a bunch of guests coming up and stuff. I'll probably end up hosting the fourth hour with Dr. Martin, or we'll tape after the show and it's getting here tomorrow. He's still at the State House right now in a very important meeting, because Texas is getting ready to do what Kansas just did. And we're not just talking about civil, we're talking about criminal stuff on Pfizer, Moderna, J&J. Because we're not laying down. We're not playing patty cake, baker's man. Roll them up, put them in a pan. Mark them and prick them just for me. Forget the exact patty caking. I haven't done that in about 48 years, but I have a vague memory of patty cake, baker's man. Can we pull up the actual patty cake nursery rhyme? I remember my mother doing it with a pinch in my belly. Patty cake, baker's man. All right. Joe Biden's immigration move sparks GOP rage. Rage. Newsweek reports. Democrat celebrations. Remember how many times they told you, no illegals are ever going to vote. We don't want them here to vote. Call them migrants, though. And then all these cities from Chicago to San Francisco to you name it, hundreds of them, pass laws the illegals can vote, and the feds don't challenge it. Totally unconstitutional. And now they're running around with Zuckerberg's list that cost $400+ million to dredge up of dead people and folks moved out of district, and people have done the studies, we've covered them. We'll go back to that in a minute. And the GOP's done big studies, and so other groups we covered a few weeks ago, where they go out and contact thousands of random conservative voters and others that have moved out of state years ago, 2, 5, 10 years. And they ask him, did you vote? And they respond back and go, no, we didn't vote in Michigan. I live in California now, or I didn't vote in California. I live in Texas now. And so then they get the permission to interview him, and they found in samplings 15% in multiple states of people that voted when they contact them did not vote in that state. Yeah. Yeah. Now you see. And they did other studies on it as well, where they also did studies and asked Democrats in surveys, did you vote in another state? And they said, a bunch of them said, yeah. Again, strangely enough, same number, 15%. Look it up. I mean, these people don't even know. Of course I voted against Trump. I hate him. I voted in California and Michigan. I voted in Florida and in Tennessee. Screw that son of a bitch. And each one of these little factoids would sink them. But there's so many hitting us, it's like, whoa. And that's the tactic. So, Joe Biden wants anybody that's basically gotten here who, quotes, married to an American or has a kid, anchor baby, cannot be deported by Trump. So they're retroactively trying to get ready for Trump to get in. President Joe Biden, he's not the president, he's the Obama puppet, to reportedly offer migrants, no, it's not, illegal aliens, married U.S. citizens, work permits, and protection from deportation has sparked praise from Democrats and condemnation from Republicans. Biden said today he's set to announce a parole in place program. And if he gets away with this, it'll be 10 million, but now it's 500,000 undocumented spouses of American citizens during a ceremony celebrating former President Barack Obama's Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals, DACA program, according to the Associated Press. And then the illegals just start dragging a kid with them that didn't even their kid to get in and be able to stay. And, of course, they'll just have these big mass weddings like they used to have in South Korea under Reverend Moon. They'll just have mass weddings and then doesn't even mean anything. They can all stay. And that's just a test salvo. Senior Trump advisor, Biden amnesty executive order, an impeachable offense. Think so? Outside of law. Meanwhile, Biden's like, oh, no, I don't want the border open. No, no, no. I just said when I win, immediately surge the border. But it's okay because the White House now claims deepfakes to Biden's recent gaffes. Biden blurts incoherent outbursts at reporters day after freezing up on stage. Biden announces mass amnesty for hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants. Trump speaks out on murder of Rachel Maureen by illegal alien, fled the U.S. because he knew Crooked Joe would let him in where he committed another murder. It just goes on and on here. But let's play this clip. This is Kamala Harris says that under the Biden administration, special taxpayer-funded contracts are being given to non-white entrepreneurs and businesses. This is anti-white discrimination. And what about all the ads in Europe and here and all over that say, hey, if you're white, need not apply? That is meant to make white people hate brown people. And it's meant to have brown people think they're siding with the government. It's wrong. It's evil. It needs to stop, but it is the globalists and the ruling class that are doing it, and they're only handing out some of these. Notice I said Biden's never going to give full tuition forgiveness for college. I said, watch, he'll get in, dangle it like a carrot, and then he'll do little piecemeals, a few thousand here, a few thousand there, and that's exactly what he's done. They decide the few that get the free lunch so that people then hope like a lottery ticket, oh, I'm going to get my free one. And then they got you. See how it works? It's like putting a tiny worm on a hook to catch a 10-pound fish. You put a little investment on there. Yeah, we'll give a few lucky people a little snack, a little goodie. Just like when you put out a little piece of cheese on a mouse trap to kill the mouse that's getting up on your counter at night and eating your fruit or crapping on your kitchen table. You're not being nice to the mouse when you give them a piece of cheese, are you? I'm going to ask everybody again, is putting a piece of free government cheese out on the table, you might want to look at that thing you're walking up to. And, you know, the mouse kind of knows it's dangerous. Comes over, smells, it's hungry. Man, that cheese smells really good. Let me whop. In fact, let's show, go to YouTube or X or something and type in mouse trap, mouse killed in mouse trap. But let's show people how this works. How'd the black community do after the 1960s Great Society, which they admitted was to break up the family? Paid women not to have men in the house. Blacks had lower illegitimacy in most areas of the country than whites. Less than 10%. Now it's 80. How'd that work out? How'd that government cheese work out for you? Anybody that's got kids knows, you give your children everything they want, you're going to have spoiled, rotten losers on your hands. You do it for generations, you got royalty, they want to kill everybody. And that's what really, you get 20 generations of spoiled brats, it's even worse. Well, you do that with poor people, you end up having criminal gangs because they're going to find a daddy, they're going to find a role model, and it's going to be a gang leader. And it's the same thing. Whites, blacks, whites are now moving right into the category with blacks, just as bad. Lawless, crazy young people. Now, how'd it work out for those mice getting a little piece of cheese? Probably not too well. Getting their neck broken. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, that is the moral of the story. Got a big old bear trap with a piece of honeycomb. A bear cannot resist honeycomb. They'll put a big old dripping juicy piece of honeycomb down, and that bear from a mile away can smell it. And that bear walks up and is excited. It's about to get that. He steps right into that thing. Those big old metal jaws go bam on that leg. And he's got to chew his arm off, chew his leg off to get out of there. So even if he chews it off, he doesn't get far. They follow the blood. They come a few hours later with dogs. They kill him. So if I'm walking through the woods and I see, or the jungle in the World War II, and I see a samurai sword just laying there on a tree stump, do I go over and grab that samurai sword? No, because it's tied to a hand grenade. When you pick it up, a hand grenade gets pulled. No. You saw the videos in Palestine where they would put up a Palestinian flag by a Jewish settler community, and the Jewish settler would get all pissed and run over to it. He'd grab the flag up, and a claymore goes off, and he gets blown up. It's the same thing. And I know I'm belaboring this. We're going to go to break. I'll get to Kamala Harris and all this coming up. I've got so much I haven't hit. I've only covered 5% of it. I apologize. I'll hit it all next hour, the big guest, and so much more today. Please remember, I cannot operate without your support. Our great sponsor is drjonesnaturals.com. It has up to 40% off sale going right now. Next Level Foundational Energy is incredible. All the nano silver products, the Cobbett Shield, the Rocket Rest, the Great Nootropic, Top Brain. There are so many great products at drjonesnaturals.com, and it's separate from InfoWars, and it'll be our sponsor into the future. They're also a sponsor of InfoWars. They do a great job. My dad owns the company, got a warehouse in North Austin and Round Rock, ready to ship to you right now. Please go peruse the website, drjonesnaturals.com, and check out the amazing products. If you want to get great products and support the broadcast, also the high-quality organic full-spectrum multivitamin. It's very important to have organic multivitamin. It's all there. Fiber, green caps, just really high-end products at great prices. Immune support, it's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And don't forget, we've got the summer super sale, and InfoWars is staying open at least a few more months, maybe forever. We're not sure. So you'll get your order. Ships one a day. Want to support us? It's key to keep the operation funded. Thank you for your support. Plus, you want to get Nitric Boost. You want to get Ultimate Fish Oil. You want to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We have the summer kickoff super sale running right now. 40% off on all the best-selling products like X3. That's very close to selling out. X3. Next Level Tri-Iodine. The missing link in your body at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Thank you so much. Hour number two.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for a very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.